Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. We are actually not live from the Aviva Trattoria studio. We are live from Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. I'm so excited to be here. This is an awesome spot. I mean, I didn't think I was a gamer, but then I'm looking at some of these games, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man. Maybe I am. We have a lot to cover today. We already have some people in here watching the show. I'm very excited that people are showing up. Eva and Dave at Fun Spot have been absolutely amazing. I want to start the show with a little announcement. I want to thank Binny Media. We are in New Hampshire. I want to thank Binny Media for believing in me when we launched the show in January. It's great to be here in WEMJ country. I love all the support from everyone, and I really, really appreciate it. All right, and Howie Carr will be joining me soon, because I know that's always the logical next question. Where's Howie? He is on his way. All right, so let's start with some of the big news of the day. Obviously, we are still talking about Dr. Fauci. Now, if you thought that he had switched it up really quickly, it's stunning how much this guy has flip-flopped on this. Today, I get this. Fauci now seeks proof of lab origins in remarkable reversal. Dr. Anthony Fauci, or as Trump called him yesterday, Tony, I like that. Tony has now called for the release of medical records for 9 patients who fell ill with COVID-similar symptoms prior to the pandemic. 6 of these were minors who got sick after visiting a bat cave, and the other 3 were the researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology who came down with symptoms in November 2019. Now, my first thought is, better late than never, I guess? I mean, where has this guy been? It's so obvious, and I talk about this a lot. The Democrats have no nuance, you know? It's such a slap in the face to us that they think we're this stupid, that Fauci can make this much of a turnaround, and we're all going to go, oh, okay, that makes sense. No one's going to say, the timing of this is a little peculiar. It's mind-blowing. But that's not the only news, because beyond Fauci, we have the jobs numbers. And Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, came out this morning to talk about them. Now, depending on where you go for this information, the mainstream media is putting a real shine on this. And they're really trying to convince you that these numbers are great, everything's great. The same way they're trying to convince you that the biggest story from Fauci's emails is that he didn't get to see his wife a lot during the pandemic. That's not the big story. I actually feel bad for people who go to CNN for their news, because you're missing out on some real bombshells with this email dump. But back to the jobs numbers. Heather Long from the Washington Post, she's the economics correspondent. She said, in summary, May was a solid month for hiring. At that pace, the job market would likely be fully recovered by the end of 2022. The U.S. has gained back 66% of the jobs lost in the pandemic, about 7.6 million jobs to go, or 9 million if you look at pre-pandemic trajectory. Ben Shapiro responds, this is an amazing take on a jobs report that missed by 100,000 following a monthly jobs report that missed by 740,000 jobs, following a monthly jobs report that was revised downward by 144,000 jobs. So again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Jobs numbers are in the eye of the beholder. But don't listen to Heather Long. We have the man himself. He came out this morning to tell us what we need to know. Let's start, Jared. Well, first of all, Jared, I'm a little confused by this because I thought he was on vacation. I saw some videos of him yesterday biking with Jill for her 70th birthday.
He was speaking from Rehoboth Beach in Delaware today. I guess there's a mobile something. Although I just saw him getting on a plane, so I don't know if he was going to Joint Base Andrews or what. I don't know.
He's a busy man. He's a busy man.
Let's face it, this was probably pre-recorded.
I would not put it past him. I want to start with cut five because there's a little stumble here that Joe seems to make over and over again. Cut five, Jared.
75% of our seniors are fully vaccinated. And the American Rescue Plan.
Oh.
It's his favorite kind of pan. It's the American Rescue Plan. But then he gets into the jobs numbers and the economy, and he's talking about stimulus checks, cut six.
The Census Bureau data found just how much these checks mattered. They drastically reduced depression, according to the study.
They loosened up depression. And I also would love to hear his take on supply chain issues, because that's something that, if I'm not going to him about ice cream advice, I'm going to him for job advice and supply chain advice. Cut 11.
America is finally on the move again. As we continue this recovery, we're going to hit some bumps along the way. Of course that'll happen. We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch. There's going to be ups and downs in jobs and economic reports, but we're going to be a supply chain issues and price pressures on the way back to stability and steady growth.
Did he say we're going to be supply chain issues, Jared?
Yes, he did.
Huh.
There's going to be ups and downs in jobs and economic reports, but we're going to be a supply chain issues and price pressures on the way back to stability and steady growth.
We're going to be supply chain issues. Huh, okay. And the one that I'm most excited to hear is cut 12.
We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
Like flipping on...
We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
An ice switch. I didn't know that there was such thing as an ice switch. And let's play cut 9 here.
To sum it up, look. COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. And vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Wages are up. Manufacturing is up. Growth is up. People gaining health care coverage is up. And small business confidence is up.
And I just have to say, I was thinking about this today. If you are to tune in to Biden's America, whether you're watching Joe Biden deliver a press conference, whether you're watching CNN or MSNBC, I don't watch them. I occasionally see them on my Twitter feeds. It's an alternate universe. Everything is really hunky-dory in Joe Biden's America in his mind. You turn on Joy Reid, you would think the biggest issue facing the average American today is January 6th and whether or not we're going to have a commission into the insurrection. You would think that is the most pressing issue. If you tune in to Erin Burnett, who I forgot that show even existed, Jim Acosta is talking about whether or not Trump thinks he's going to be reinstated. And I want you guys to listen to this sound cut because they're just talking absolute nonsense. They're talking about sources. One source says this. Another source says something the complete opposite. This is Jim Acosta. You can hear how much he misses Trump. Cut 14.
He believes it. He thinks that there is some chance that he could somehow be reinstated as president this year. And what he's been doing over the last several weeks is reaching out to advisors, reaching out to allies. And they've basically been trying to talk him off the ledge, Aaron. What Trump has been asking, I'm told by one source, one well-placed source familiar with these conversations, he's been asking, what do you think of this theory? And what this one advisor told me is that he's been told it's not true. Now, this advisor who is familiar with these conversations went on to say that it doesn't appear that Trump really believes that he could somehow be reinstated or assume the presidency later on this year.
Okay, so what's the point of this entire segment? And here's the hilarious part about CNN. You have Dear Diary Jim Acosta, who, if anyone misses Donald Trump, I mean, this guy is hiding out in the bushes at Trump's golf courses, just begging him to come back to the White House. Then you have this massive story with Dr. Fauci. You know, I don't care if you're left or right. This is a big deal. We just went through the biggest pandemic that for however many years since the Spanish influenza. So now we're dealing with this. There's all these emails that are coming out. And CNN, the only thing they care about is how Fox News is obsessed with it. They don't want to touch the story. It's not about the story itself. It's Fox News is spending too much time on this. They would prefer Fox News to be rehashing January 6th like they are, day in and day out, rather than talk about the fact that the man in charge of helping us survive a pandemic actually might have more, I don't want to say is at fault, I would never say that, but there's more to the story. That's a nicer way for me to say it. Oliver Darcy from CNN, this is what he wrote about it. He said, Oliver Darcy covers the explosive revelations from Fauci's emails. You'll remember that Fox spent weeks downplaying the virus and comparing it to the seasonal flu. Criticizing Fauci is fair game, but Fox hosts and commentators doing so might also want to consider taking a look at the dangerous info they put out. Again, nothing to do with Fauci. It's all our fault. You know, it's we're seizing, we're pouncing, we're weaponizing. And now Fauci's urging China to release the medical records of the Wuhan researchers. Timing is absolutely everything. All right, guys, we're going to take a break here. 844-500-4242. I have a guest coming up at 1220, Justin Manning. But then at 1230, I'll take all your calls. We are here at Fun Spot in Laconia having so much fun. I encourage everyone to come down here. They're going to have a great time. And Howie Carr is on his way, so do not go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone. I love this bumper music. We are at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, having the best time. I believe I smell some fresh pizza that just arrived. And we have tons to go over, tons of sound, including a mama bear who was at a school board meeting in New York, and she just went off. She's breaking the internet. I haven't seen any. Jared, we've covered a lot of stories like that about parents who are getting fed up with critical race theory, but this lady might take the cake. People are saying she should run for president. I mean, she just, and she had leopard pumps on, which is always a good thing. I love a lady who, you know, dresses up for the school board meeting. She just absolutely killed it. So we will play all of that. But I wanted to have Justin Manning on to talk a little bit about the real estate market right now. Justin, thanks for joining the Grace Curley Show.
Thanks for having me on, Grace.
All right, Justin, so you told me something very interesting, and I know that I know a lot of people who are debating whether or not to sell their homes right now because they're so tempted by this hot market. But as my mom always says, you sell your house, you need somewhere else to go, and it's not a buyer's market right now. And you kind of brought up the fact that, but the interest rates are pretty good, so there's kind of reasons to do either. Can you kind of explain that to people?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we look at it, I was fast-forwarding and saying, in 2 years, what are buyers and sellers going to think? Well, a seller is going to say, damn, I should have sold 2 years ago because the prices were so high. And a buyer may say, hey, I'm getting a pretty good deal right now because the market slid down a little bit, but the interest rate is a little rough. I should have locked in. And I did a little math. On $500,000, if somebody borrowed that now, 30-year mortgage at 3.5%, over the life of the loan, that $500,000 loan is going to cost them $800,000.
Wow.
Once that jumps up to 6%, the $500,000 costs them $1,080,000. And at 7%, that $500,000 over the 30 years cost them $1.2 million. So that's why it's so funky right now, is because even though the prices are foolishly inflated right now, the rate is low enough that it's actually a sound investment to lock in now. So you've got, you know, active buyers, active sellers, and both of which will have major regret if they don't make a move right now.
Yeah, and, you know, Justin, it's not often that I see a headline from CNN and I actually click on it and print it out, but I saw something and it made me think of you, because you're always talking about cash offers, and it said, all cash offers are king in this hysterical real estate market. Here's what you need to know. And it talked about how in this wild housing market, with 21% fewer homes on the market than last year and demand pushing prices to record highs, the competition for a home is fierce and the cash offers are making it way more competitive.
My late dad used to say, since I was a little kid, he always used to use the term, cash is king. And it is so evident now. It's always the case in our business, because with no contingencies in real estate auctions, it's every buyer is essentially a cash buyer. So what's happening now in the traditional real estate, they are clamoring to do anything and everything they can to kind of mimic what we do on a regular basis in auctions, meaning the buyers, if they want to make an offer, they better be pre-qualified, they better have no contingencies, and they better be prepared to close in 30 or 45 days. That's a tough scenario to demand of your buyers when you're a seller. But, you know, not in our world, because that's exactly how we only play the game in any market.
Yeah, right. And just so people know, Justin Manning is from JJ Manning Auctioneers. And speaking of auctions, Justin, I did want to ask you, because I hear these terms used a lot, can you explain to people the difference between an absolute and a reserve auction?
Yeah, so what I'll also say is reserve, the other word that's commonly seen and used is with a minimum. So we've got absolute auctions and then auctions with a reserve or a minimum. And the difference is an absolute auction sells to the highest bidder regardless of price. It means it's going to sell that day. With a reserve or a minimum, there is a jump-off point generally set at whatever the outstanding debt may be on the property, and it goes to the highest bidder above that level. The difference for a seller is an absolute auction, everybody comes, because no one's turned off by any number or any perception that the seller's not going to take the bid that comes in. So an absolute auction draws 2 to 3 times as many registered cash buyers. So it's really, it takes a bit of a leap of faith for a seller, but the payoff is amazing because you get everyone there. And with a minimum or a reserve, sometimes we have to protect some debt that's on the property and make that the jump off point. We may lose a little bit of participation. In either case, it can get done. It's all about structuring it right based upon their tolerance and understanding of the process.
Now, Justin, I know the answer to this. I'm speaking with Justin Manning from JJManning.com, JJ Manning Auctioneers. But it is a question that I know you get a lot, which is the market's so hot and people see this and they go, well, why do I need someone helping me? I'll just do it myself. I'll just sell my home myself. Why is it good to go to an auctioneer and to go to JJ Manning?
So it's always good to have a layer of professionalism between the two parties. You know, putting two people together in a scenario like that, it's a really difficult task for someone. So we've got the experience of 16,000 auctions to be able to understand what documents are going to be used, what the terms should be, how this is going to go forward. And we've got a very firm but professional stance and timeline how this is put together. And I tell you what, outside of auction, it's really, really difficult to get somebody to agree to put down a 10% deposit, no contingencies, and close in 30 days. Those terms are fairly tight, but in the auction world, that's how we operate. So I would think that from an insurance standpoint, having a real estate auction professional like us allows the seller to really not have to worry about it. Put it on autopilot with us. We do it all the time, and we can certainly handhold them through the process and reduce their level of stress.
Absolutely. It's a lot of peace of mind. Justin Manning, thank you for joining the show. Everyone check him out at jjmanning.com. We are here at Fun Spot. I got the Token Machine as my background music, and I love it. We'll be right back with more sound and more of your calls. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I'm here at Fun Spot in Laconia. Huge shout out to everyone from Binny Media for, you know, always supporting us. We are in WEMJ country right now, and I'm so excited about it. Now, I have a question for my callers. And the reason I'm asking this is I'm going to do a quick plug here. I just wrote a piece for Spectator. It's up now. I'm very pleased with it. I hope everybody checks it out, spectator.us.com. And I was talking about Dr. Fauci, and I was talking about how the liberals, remember how a lot of conservatives used to say about Trump, listen, I wouldn't marry the guy. I wouldn't, you know, go out for a beer with the guy, but I like his policies. I like what he does. I'm not saying I'd be best friends with him. The liberals are the opposite. Every person that they want to avenge Orange Man and every person they want to hoist up to the savior stratosphere, they convince themselves that this person is morally righteous and morally superior, and they always end up disappointed. Michael Avenatti, dirtbag. Andrew Cuomo, I mean, that I don't even need to go into that. We don't have enough time. And now you have Dr. Fauci, and it's all these people that kind of took a turn for the worse. And it's like they're obsessed with proving Trump wrong or spiting Trump with these people. And they end up so disappointed every single time. They end up with a box of crappy memorabilia from Etsy with Fauci's face on pillows and Bob Mueller's face on candles and Andrew Cuomo's crappy book that nobody bought. And they're trying to fill a void. They're trying to fill a void when really what they should be focused on, I don't even know what they should be focused on, but whatever they're doing right now, it's not working. So as I'm writing this piece and I'm kind of going through all of the failures that have let Democrats down over the years, I started thinking to myself, everybody has, because I think most conservatives gave Fauci the benefit of the doubt at first. I know I did for a little while. You know, you gave him a little grace period. None of us knew what this pandemic was going to be like. And he did seem, you know, okay, seems reliable. He knows what he's doing. But everyone had a Tony, and I'm going to call him Tony because if Trump's calling him Tony now, I can too. Everyone had a Tony breaking point, and your breaking point was different. For some people, it was the first pitch at opening day, and you went, oh, God, this guy is a complete fraud. Or maybe you saw him on the cover of InStyle magazine wearing his sunglasses posing by the pool, and you're like, eh, I'm losing faith in this guy. For me, my breaking point was after the protests in the summer, last summer, I think it was around July, Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan, asked Dr. Fauci if he could comment on the protests, if he thought the protests were a bad idea because of the spread. And Fauci said he couldn't make any recommendations. And I remember Jim Jordan saying, you make recommendations on everything else. You make recommendations on football, on schools, on church, on funerals. Why can't you make one about the protests? And that's really when I said to myself, this guy is purely political. It's all politics. And since then, there's been so many red flags. And he's not even been subtle about it. He went on Rachel Maddow at one point and was just gushing over her and saying, you know, Trump didn't let me come on your show and I wanted to come on your show so bad. He wasn't being sneaky about this. He was being very obvious. So my question for the listeners is, what was your Tony breaking point where you said, I'm on to this guy, he's a complete fraud? 844-500-4242. Now, before we get to the calls on that, today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here, and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE to save $10 off their lowest sale price. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE. Jared Diglio is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Which is the best arcade game? Is it Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Mario Kart, Skee-Ball, Pinball, or the Claw Machine?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to put the Claw Machine in there. I was such a sucker for the Claw Machine as a kid. My mom would get so mad. I'd be like, one more dollar, Mom. And I was so bad at it. I never picked up anything. I'm going to say Donkey Kong because I haven't played that in so long and I cannot wait to play it today. So that's my vote, Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong only polling at 3% right now. Pinball. Pinball is in the lead at 38%, 28% for Pac-Man, 24% for Skee-Ball, 7% for Mario Kart, and the claw machine is a big ol' zero. Apparently, you're the only one who liked it.
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of throwing away your money with the claw machine. You're not getting anything out of that. Yeah, so guys, call in 844-500-4242. I think we got a lot of pinball fans here. Someone was yelling pinball over there, yeah. Before we get to that, though, there's a story. I don't know if you saw this, Jared, but it's kind of nutty. And it's a Good Friday story because everyone's working for the weekend. And there's allegations of excessive drinking among lawmakers at the Connecticut Capitol being taken very, very seriously, House Speaker says. Lawmaker apologizes for wine I had with dinner. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm reading this during my show, but I will have to read this during Police Blotter Facts because it's all of the elements that Howie loves. House Speaker Matt Ritter said he has spoken to his colleagues about excessive drinking at the state capitol complex following a Democratic lawmaker's obvious impairment during a debate. During a debate on the House floor last week. That's a bold move.
That's gumption right there.
On Wednesday, Representative Robin Comey, a Democrat from Brantford, expressed regret for her behavior on May 28th when her struggle to make her point briefly shut down proceedings. I would like to sincerely apologize for my behavior last night. That evening, while speaking on HB 6558, that must be some sort of law they're trying to pass, I suddenly and unexpectedly began to feel unwell. This was due to several factors, including, here are the factors, including anxiety, exhaustion, and regrettably, the wine I had with dinner.
Unexpectedly.
This type of behavior is not typical for me. I take full responsibility. She's owning it. I give her credit for that. She's definitely sorry, but that is the wine I had with dinner.
How wine did you have with dinner?
I'm of the mindset that if you fall into that kind of situation, which I can tell you I have not. First of all, you cannot drink on the air. And second of all, professionalism. But if you do fall into that situation, you can't throw in the wine I had with dinner. It's just, it's too honest. You got to say I had a bad oyster. I had a really bad oyster.
A bad ice cube.
A bad ice cube. But to throw in the wine, it's like everybody's on to you at that point. I'll keep you guys posted on what happens with that. I'm kind of intrigued. Apologizes for the wine she had with dinner.
Although,
right.
To be fair, if I had to sit through a House session, I'd probably need a drink, too.
I know. I mean, a lot of them read or take naps. I think that's your best bet is just taking a nap and maybe saving the wine for when you get home. We will get to your calls in a little bit. I do want to play a little bit more of this Biden sound because I know some of these reporters actually shouted questions at him, Jared, when he was leaving. Did they ask him anything besides ice cream questions?
We got a couple real questions in there.
Okay, cool. Let's play Cut 13.
Thank you all for being here.
President, on the infrastructure talks?
I'm going to be having a talk this afternoon, and I'll be able to report to you after that.
Are you expecting a counteroffer, Mr. President?
That's it? That was all the questions he took?
Well, actually, this one just came out.
I'm going to be having a talk this afternoon, and I'll be able to report to you after that.
Are you expecting a counteroffer, Mr. President?
Now he's leaving the room.
I mean this afternoon.
Mr. President, you saw cops and Dr. Fauci?
He's out of the room.
Yes, I'm very confident, Dr. Fauci.
Comes back into the room to express his confidence in Fauci.
Is he coming back in the room right now?
God bless America. May God protect our troops.
All right. He's
very soft. You couldn't hear it.
Stand by your man. I mean, I think at this point, I agree with Howie. I think at this point, the Democrats know that if there was gain of function research, it was because Fauci managed to work it back in. And I think it's an easy way for them to just put all the blame on Fauci. If you can blame one guy instead of making the entire party look bad, which, let's be real, he is a Democrat. I mean, it's just obvious. He was like the face of their entire party for the last year. Then you do it. You throw the guy under the bus. And I had someone call in yesterday, and they asked me, you know, is anything going to happen to Fauci? Is he going to be held responsible? And I got home last night, and Will said the same thing to me, because I said, oh, do you see the emails that came out with Fauci? And Will said, yeah, what's going to happen? People are so sweet, you know? Like, it makes me feel bad to have to say, oh, nothing's going to happen. Like, he's going to get away with it. But silver lining, you will not have to see him on your TV as much anymore. I don't think he's going to be the toast of the town. I don't think his book's going to sell well. You can't even find it on Amazon. I think the fall from grace is going to be enough to make us feel good about Dr. Fauci. When we get back, I want to hear about your Fauci breaking point. I'm very curious what everyone thinks. And I told you mine. I know everybody's different, though. Everybody is definitely different. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. But when you open those doors and windows, Jared, you know what happens.
Oh, absolutely. The pollen comes in, and we had a nice breeze going through where I was last night. But all that pollen came in, so it's a good thing I had my Eden Pure Thunderstorm on, because what it does is it actually ionizes the air around you, which creates a super oxygen, which gets rid of allergens and pollutants, viruses, anything you don't want in the air. So you're breathing clean oxygen. And even though there was pollen blowing through the house, I was doing okay.
And right now you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. This is a great device. It purifies the air, whether the smells are from pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odor. You need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. I'm here at Fun Spot. We got a good crowd here already, and I'm very excited. Howie Carr is on his way. Do not go anywhere. Actually, there's someone here who has Gracist written on his shirt. He is a Gracist. That, I guess, is my fan club. Yep, he's showing it off right now. I love to see it. We will be back. We'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Mr. President, you saw Hopkins and Dr. Fauci?
Yes, I'm quite confident, Dr. Fauci.
He's very confident in Dr. Fauci. Joe Biden is the last person in America who is confident in Dr. Fauci. He's a dead ender, as Howie Carr would say. All right, so my question for everybody was, what was your Tony breaking point? What was the point where you said to yourself, I can't do it anymore. I've had enough. I remember I was on a flight back from Palm Beach in November, and Chuck Schumer was celebrating the announcement that Joe Biden was president. He's out, no face mask on, with a bullhorn in a crowd of people, and I'm sitting there going, gosh, this is so unfair. This is so ridiculous. And I think everybody has reached that point during the course of this thing. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Grace, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Portland. Steve from Portland. When I got upset with Fauci is when he told the American public that he lied to us, saying we didn't need masks. Remember when he stated that because all the PPE was going to disappear?
Right. And so Fauci flip-flopped on masks. His emails show that he was very confident that masks really don't do anything, especially with this virus, and especially the ones you buy at, like, the pharmacy. He said they're pretty much pointless. He also said that on 60 Minutes. I think when he flip-flopped, Steve, which is very common for him, is when he realized that the mask could be used to his benefit, and that if everyone was wearing masks, it added to this theater, it made him more of a celebrity. And then he changed his mind. He also, but he very openly, I don't know if you want to say lied or changed his mind, but he openly admitted that he lied about herd immunity. And I wrote this in my piece. He said that he changed the goalpost on herd immunity when he thought we could handle the new information. In other words, a noble lie from our dear leader. He had a lot of noble lies. Rona, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Rona.
Hi, my name's Rhoda.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Rhoda. Go ahead.
Hi, Grace. Congratulations on your show.
Thank you.
I'm driving my car listening to you, and the first time I knew Grouchy Fauci was a fake is it was during, I think, like January or February when President Trump was doing all the, he was coming out daily and talking about the corona and how to protect yourself and what's going on. And Fauci would be behind him, and the lady, I can't remember her name, would be behind him. And he was just, the president was talking about something serious, and he just started smirking and laughing. And I'm like, what is this guy laughing about? This is serious business. So
yeah.
I decided not to believe anything he was saying after that.
Yeah, and it didn't help matters that every day you'd go online and there would be some story about how Fauci says maybe the NFL can come back in 2025. I mean, every time you logged on, it was like another year out. And I think a lot of people felt that he was saying things just to be the anti-Trump, just to contradict Trump. He's a contrarian. And that's why the left liked him so much. And that's why they still don't want to admit that maybe their saint is deeply flawed. And if you look at these emails, and more are coming out, I hear that there's going to be another dump today of these emails. They don't look good. And they especially don't look good considering Fauci's now urging China to release medical records of Wuhan researchers. It should say Fauci backpedals. That's what the post should be saying. Thank you for the call, Rhoda. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, good afternoon. Okay,
hey.
My thought of the whole Biden situation is, number one, if it's true that he collected all that money from China, China has something over on him. So that's why he ain't going after China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, he's taking the money, he wants to delete our military, but yet China is building up their military. I mean, the only thing that tells me is he's making the United States go down the tubes.
Yeah, he's making
China
us weaker.
Come in and take over.
Yeah, well, he is making us weaker, and it's not just with the military. I mean, a lot of it has to do with energy independence. The restrictions and the green ideas that they're putting on a lot of our energy sources, they can make people like AOC and, you know, the Karens at the fancy supermarkets feel good, but they're not helping us. And let me tell you, we can do all the green stuff we want to do. We can do it for the rest of our lives. It really doesn't matter if other countries aren't doing it. You know, all we're doing essentially is shooting ourselves in the foot. Because, oh, we're not gonna do this because it's bad for the environment. They're still going to do it. We're not going to go after these minerals. Or, you know, we're not going to send stuff through this pipeline because it's bad for the environment. But yet, Nord Stream is up and running. And Joe Biden says, well, it was already halfway completed. There was no point in me interfering with that. What about the pipelines in the United States that are already completed? Not halfway, not almost. They're completed. And you had no problem ruining jobs for those workers. It's...
Come on, man.
The caller's getting me all revved up on a Friday when I'm at Fun Spot in Laconia. I should be playing Space Invaders. Not talking about Joe Biden. All right, guys, don't forget to head down here or up, depending on where you're coming from. Fun Spot in Laconia. Howie Carr is on the way. This is the Grace Curley Show.